Josh, you've been in this league a number of seasons. What are you telling the young guys in the locker room right now after the tough loss in Buffalo?
You know, just one game at a time. You know, don't think about the next game. Everybody, you know, talking this playoff talk. You know, one game at a time. That's all we can control is this next game. You know, Baltimore's going to give us their all. You know, and we got to give it their all. We got to match the intensity and, you know, provide an more of a momentum for this team for, you know, next game. So this is the most important game, the next game.
What do you think's been different for you guys so far on the road? Because at home, it seems like you can take down anybody. You're taking down division leaders like the Patriots and the Saints, and you're playing complementary football. But on the road, it seems like you guys get in trouble, and those leads build to such insurmountable advantages, basically. Why has it been happening on the road?
Definitely what you're saying. You know, every team right now in the league is playing good at home, you know, but we have to combat that and play, like you said, complementary football on the road. We do it well at home, but we have to consistently build that on the road, and that's what we're trying to strive for, offense, defense, and special teams all working together as one. And when we can do that, you know, I feel like we can't be beat, you know, but limiting the amount of mistakes that we make, you know, on the road and starting fast. Once we start fast on the road, you know, there's no turning back, and that's what we have to strive for.
Well, you can help this team start fast because we know you're playing two phases, obviously special teams and offense. Give me a special team snapshot of the Baltimore Ravens. What do we expect there?
We definitely expect huge returns. You know, this is a great group of guys that's coached well on the Baltimore. You know, their coach, I had the opportunity of being coached under him, Jerry Rosberg, head coach, is a special teams coach. So we know we have our work cut out for us. So, you know, this week we're concentrating on fundamentals. We're going to hit them hard and match their momentum and try to exceed that this week on special teams.
Josh, what about defensively? It's weird for us on the outside seeing no Ed Reed back there. Obviously, he's with you guys now, and Ray Lewis not there any longer. But they still got a pretty stout unit, don't they?
Definitely. You know, they did lose some leadership, you know, veteran leadership on that unit. But they still have, you know, guys who can make plays with the addition of Dumervil and, you know, Suggs stepping in that leadership role. And he's playing, you know, probably the best football he's ever played since he's been a Raven. And I think that's due to him stepping up and being a leader. So we do have our work cut out for us. We're not taking it lightly at all. This is the you know, championship, you know, team that we're playing against from last year, and you know, we're ready for this game.
Do you say anything to the rookie quarterback, obviously coming off a difficult performance against the Buffalo Bills, and he's had some turnover problems in the past? Do you guys, you yourself, go over to him and talk to him at all, or you just let him be
Definitely. Definitely, you know, and Ed Reed said it best after practice. You know, we stay positive, and we feed that, you know, we give him that so he can feed off of our positivity. You know, and we let the quarterback know, hey, short memory. You know, the team go as you go. So have a short memory. Don't think about, you know, what happened last game or even last play. We need you every single snap. And, you know, if we keep feeding that positive, it'll build positive results.
What do you think it's going to be like for Ed out there this week? I know he already went back to Baltimore because Houston played there earlier in the season, but what do you think it means to him going back there?
I think it means a lot. You know, he wasn't it's a business, you know, but I know I'm sure he wanted to end his career there. He had an extraordinary career in Baltimore, and he's going to show them why they shouldn't have ever let him go. You know, and every chance he gets, I'm sure he's going to, you know, do a great job, and this week won't be any different.
Are these games that you really cherish, Josh, because you're so familiar with the opponent, being from the AFC North days?
I was just about to say that, you know, I'm so familiar with the AFC North. I really get up for these type of games. I know it's going to be a hard-fought game, and, you know, I love playing hard-nosed football, and this game is going to be a dogfight.